Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 1st, 2023. On the correct path. Question: how can I understand that I am on the correct path? Answer: when you are satisfied that you know how to act, what to do, can see the path ahead of you, can follow it, and move toward the right goal for yourself, then you are on the correct path. Question: how does the inner feeling arise that I am going the right way? Answer: this is the feeling of a person. There is nothing else here. Philosophers, scientists, and all sorts of clever people can convince you otherwise, but it does not mean anything. This is your inner conviction that you are living the right life. From Cab TV's Talks, May 18, 2023. The concealment that rules over us. Question: what does the Book of Zohar conceal from us, and what can we reveal with it? Answer: the Book of Zohar conceals the entire universe from us, in such a way that we begin to understand how unattainable it really is. We expect this book to reveal everything to us. It is not intended for revelation, but rather for us, to make sure that we are in concealment. It constantly rules over us, and influences us. We are in a very limited range of perception of reality, which presses on us, all the time, and we do not understand what is happening to us, and to all of nature. This is the concealment. But there is a possibility of revelation against it. The Book of Zohar tells us how we can gradually come closer to nature and begin to reveal it by discovering behind it its forces, schemes, and all kinds of miraculous phenomena. In this way, we will feel and understand what nature itself is. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Everything depends on the measure of desire. Question: let's say that I feel a strong pleasure from being respected now. When the Creator will reveal Himself to me, will I then feel something more than just respect coming from people? Answer: much more. If we know exactly from whom we receive pleasure, what type of pleasure, and so on, then we will not miss it. On the contrary, we will give Him a certain importance, a certain essence, and in this regard we will experience pleasure. There is a difference: either I get something from a loving, beloved, loved one, or I just went to the store and bought something. Question: so does even the same enjoyment from respect depend on the measure of my desire and how much I appreciate these people who respect me? Answer: yes, it all depends on the measure of desire. From Cab TV's Introduction to the Science of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. Eternal principles. Question: how lasting are the principles of the universe? Answer: those principles are eternal because they are taken not from our world but from understanding the foundations of those forces that descend into our world. Our world is governed by a network of forces. It is, in principle, one force. But in order to bring our world to some kind of correct state, it expands into many different forces that push us, from different sides, a cause a variety of actions, reactions, and so-called disturbances in us. And we react in accordance with this and willy-nilly come to the desired state for this force, to the goal of our development, which it has outlined for itself. It is one, but we are complex, corrupted, and faulty. After all, we are not in a perfect state because it specially created us this way in order to gradually push us from different sides and affect all our parts in different ways. Therefore, we begin to feel ourselves inside some forces, events that pass through us, and based on them we become smarter, wiser, and more understanding of what is happening to us. As a result, we sort of collect the whole picture of the world and ourselves into one common whole. This is especially evident from our generation onward. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Who Needs Your Principles, March 27, 2011. A question is a desire that needs to be fulfilled. Question: What is a question? Answer: A question is a desire that needs to be fulfilled. Once a desire appears within you, you must fill it with light. Question: From where does a question arise in a person? He does not generate it by himself. Answer: Questions arise from the reshimot, internal information data that require implementation. Let's say there is some kind of information record. It requires you to implement it. Such a need for implementation is called a question. The realization itself is your action. When the information record is realized, filled, and becomes a three-dimensional sensation of your world, this is already an answer. Question: Very often people hear others ask their questions. They admire this phenomenon. How is it possible that someone asks my own question, and you give an answer to it? Answer: This happens because there is a connection between those people who study together. They are interconnected by a single field. Therefore, their questions are the same. This is natural. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is a question? March 13, 2011. Evil is the main force of nature. Question: Today it is possible to create a single genetic culture to improve humanity. Would it be good if all people become equally perfect? An ideal poet, an ideal scientist, an ideal politician with an innate ability not to take bribes, not to betray. Will it be possible immediately to build an ideal spiritual society based on such an ideal society in the social sense? Answer: That would be terrible. If people without free will immediately got the opportunity to bestow, fill, love, and respect each other, then it will be an upside-down world. It would be an absolutely terrible world. It would not be anti-egoistic. Question: Is it because it was created artificially? Answer: Yes. That is, then they would be able to control the forces that should have been aimed at uniting people in such a way that they will divide people. I do not know how to choose the right words and phrases for this, but this, in general, would be the possibility of terrible events. Question: If we create a society of ideal people? Answer: Yes. I hope that the upper forces of nature will not allow us to do this. Question: Are you saying now that evil should exist in the world? Answer: Yes. Evil should balance good so that we constantly choose between evil and good, so that slowly and gradually evil turns into good, and thus we would move forward, learning, educating ourselves, and educating new generations. Question: Are you saying that a human, in principle, is a choice between evil and good? Answer: Yes. Without this choice, without free will between evil and good, a person will not be able to exist. Comment: But a person is likely to choose evil. After all, this is his nature. My response: No, he should have the opportunity. I am talking about the fact that we will live in a time when we will have the opportunity to choose and choose freely. Question: Will we choose the good? Answer: Not necessarily. You cannot live in a world of absolute goodness. You must come to this gradually and understand how evil should participate in creation, and how it should help us become good. Question: Are you saying that evil should not be destroyed? Answer: Yes. It must exist alongside the good and constantly, all the time help the good reveal its specific nature. Question: With the help of what will good grow all the time? Answer: With the help of evil. Question: Does it mean that as soon as evil begins to grow, good will immediately grow, and this is how we will advance? Answer: Yes. Question: What heights can good reach? Answer: Complete freedom of will. Question: What is it? What is behind it? Answer: This is a state where a person becomes absolutely good, absolutely corrected, absolutely bestowing, and this will not interfere with his development. Question: Is all this due to evil? Answer: Yes. That is why evil was created as the main force of nature. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, April 20, 2023. Why do we like horror movies? Comment: In 1896, Georges Méliès made the world's first three-minute horror movie. It was called The House of the Devil. More than 120 years have passed since then, and millions of viewers, and maybe billions, adore horror movies. These movies rise to the top of the highest-grossing movies and bring huge revenues. Scientists believe that we like horror movies because we want to feel an adrenaline rush but in a safe environment. My response: naturally. Question: Why do we need this adrenaline and all this horror? Answer: Yes, look at the child. Bring him somewhere, to the zoo for example, and see how he will stand behind his mother, holding onto her skirt, and look out from there. This is what it is. I remember back in Leningrad on Vasilevsky Island there was a cinema where they showed old movies. After the film, a smart-looking person would come out and give a little lecture about how we should understand the movie correctly. Question: So, tell me, does a person need this feeling of horror? Why is he attracted to it all the time? Answer: It shows him the opposite side of life. It is also interesting for a person to feel the comprehension of the border, beyond which there is something unknown and terrible that surrounds you and tries to bind you. Question: Is it important for a person to approach this border? Answer: Yes. It is important. We are always interested in understanding the edge, the border. This gives us a sense of where we are, again like the same child holding onto his mother's skirt and peeking out from behind it. Question: Does it say about a person that he is developed when he goes to this unknown and stops? Does a scientist have the same feeling? A scientist who is moving towards some kind of discovery, further and further, and something unknown is before him. Answer: The unknown does not frighten the scientist. It does not frighten him, but fascinates him. There is some kind of fright in this, but not like in Frankenstein. This is different. I must reveal, understand, comprehend, and feel it. The scientist is trying to get beyond the limits of comprehension, beyond the shackles of our world. Question: Does he want to go there? The child is hiding behind his mother, but does the scientist want to go there? Answer: Yes. But all the same, both want to tickle the nerves. All this, of course, excites the scientist very much. Both, a small child who looks out from behind his mother's skirt and a scientist who is trying to reveal something, are children who want to know the truth. Although they are scared, the scientist also has this feeling, but he goes there. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, February 3, 2022. When desire awakens. Comment: There are methods where people sit for 10 days, are silent, and meditate. They think that by doing this they are purified. My response: Yes. Their egoism still enjoys it and sees its fulfillment in it for each egoistic level. Egoism is constantly developing in us. It has its own content, and its own idea of life and of the world. Filling is life. When a child is little, he or she is interested in children's toys. As it grows up, it is interested in other things, and as an adult, he thinks so until he comes to a state when it is the revelation, sensation, and explicit attainment of the higher world. The upper force, the creator, becomes vital need for him. Only in this way, only in this, nothing else. And then a person really feels, something must be done. But what? And then he is drawn to the right place. He finds himself in some field. His soul pulls somewhere here. He suddenly types some word, some website, hears some name from someone. And so, it immediately begins to navigate. And before that, His desire did not capture these coordinates. He didn't see the link to the right place, the right direction. Question: who gives it to him? Answer: his inner desire. Of all the information that exists, this desire begins to swell in him, and he sees, this is what I want to see, this is what I want to hear, something was said there. Question: that is, some system from above turns on and awakens him? Answer: of course. Not by himself. So, it is said that he is brought to a group, to books, to a teacher. And then he begins to understand what it means to work independently. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is spirituality? March 13, 2011. The path to correction. Any Kabbalistic material has a long period of influence because during this time the soul undergoes many changes, only we do not feel it. You start reading, studying, and huge changes immediately take place within you. The greatest ones. But they are inside you, in deep layers, and therefore you do not feel anything. When these layers gradually fill up to a certain measure, until the end of your first vessel, then you suddenly begin to feel, I feel something, hear something, understand something new, something different. Question: since a person does not get a feeling of the spiritual immediately, he needs a lot of time to come to this. Will he be under pressure all the time for a long period? Answer: of course. Nature will pressure, so will society, and he will be pressuring himself by grabbing himself by the throat. This is the way a person comes to us, when such a level of consciousness arises in him that he finds himself in a certain environment and with its help goes forward, and also under pressure from inside and outside. There is no other way to do it. After all, whatever it is, we are in a system that consists of the will to receive and the light acting on it. Therefore, we exist only in a desire that feels inside itself either suffering or pleasure, and only thanks to it do we do something. From CabTV's I Got a Call. A New Religion? April 4, 2011.